Lakutasichas Chelik Chavbeis Parsha Metzayra. Before we begin the sicha, I figure it's advisable to give a little bit of an introduction to the laws which we're going to be discussing now, because they might be somewhat unfamiliar to some or many. The Parsha Metzayra, after discussing how a Metzayra, somebody who becomes cleansed from his tzaras, the Torah then goes on to enumerate another few different types of ritual impurities and what the law is in regards to each one of them. It starts with what's called a zav. A zav means somebody who has a discharge which is the result of an illness of some sort. Some say that it's gonorrhea. It resembles what happened today in gonorrhea. So there are three different... If somebody has a discharge one time, or two times, or three times, there's a difference in halacha. The first time, it is the least problematic. It would be considered like somebody who had an ordinary seminal discharge, which means that he has to go to the mikveh, and that night he is tahor. He's no longer tummy. If it's 2 days in a row, twice a discharge, then he has to count seven clean days. And if it happens three times, then he has to, in addition to counting seven clean days before he can become tahor, he also has to bring a karban. And there are many more details in these halachas, but we're not going to get into that here. Then the Torah talks about the person that has an ordinary seminal discharge and tells us the halacha associated with that. Then there talks about the tumah of a woman that has a menstrual period and what the halacha is for that. And then it goes on to a woman's zava, which means a woman that has spotting or blood flow not during the time of her menstrual period. And that has a similar halacha to the man's zav who had that unusual discharge that we talked about before, which is that she has to have count seven clean days and then goes to the mikveh, and she has to bring a korban as well. So that's the introduction. Now we begin the sicha. Noch the parsha wegen de dinim von, after the different sections of this week's parsha, which talk about the various dinim of zav, ish ki asher teitzim men eshech hazara, which means somebody who has a seminal discharge, nida, a woman's menstrual period, on zava, a woman who bleeds outside the menstrual period, is the Torah Messiah, the Sefer said at the very end of the Seder, the Torah concludes this whole discussion by saying, Zois Torah Hazav, this is the law of the Zav, Ba'asher Mimenu Teitzim Mimenu Shech Vazar, or somebody who has a seminal discharge, Vahadova Benidasa, and the woman that has is a Nida, and Vahazav Ezoivai, or the one that has the unusual discharge, Lazocha Verlanekeva, whether it's a male or a female, each one according to their law. That's the end of the parsha. Is Rashi of Demafarish? Rashi explains, Zois Teres Azov, when it says this is the law of the Zov, is talking about Balviya Achas, is talking about somebody, a Zov, who had only one discharge. Umau Teirasei, what is the law regarding that? Va'asher Teitzim Imenu Shech Vazara, similar to the one who had an ordinary seminal discharge. So in this pasuk, it's telling you that the law of the Zov, of only one discharge, is like the one who had a seminal discharge, teaching us that law. Because earlier, it didn't tell us what happens if it happens only one time. The Torah only mentioned what happens if it happens a number of times. What the law is if it happens a number of times. So he continues, Harehu kebalkeri, he is like somebody who had an ordinary discharge. Tomei tumas erev, he's only tomei if he goes to the mikveh that day until the evening. Vahazov is zayva, and then the Rashi continues, what does he mean, and the one who has his flow, the one who has a flow, who's had a flow, that means, or a discharge, it mentions it twice, Bal Shteiri is about Shalishri, is that is referring to a Zav who had two discharges or three discharges. Shetirasim Fereshes Lamaila, which the details of that were explored earlier in the parsha. The Torah gave us very detailed halachas of what should be done in that case. Learn the Mefarshim. So the commentaries on Rashi explain, as Rashi's hechach to learn as Zeis Teres Azov main nish the Teres Azov and Velchas Retzach Friin and Parsha. What compels Rashi to say that when it says in this pasuk, this is the law of the Zav, it doesn't mean this was the law of the Zav. In other words, that which I told you a few chapters back, in great detail about what happens to a Zav, that's not what he means over here, what we learned back there. Nor rather, what does it mean? Baldiya achas, that when it says here in the pasuk, this is the law of the Zav, it means somebody who had only one discharge. Vosteirasai, which, what is the law of the guy that had only one discharge? That ersh gezokt in pasuk da, that's only being taught in this pasuk. As Rashi says, umau teirasai, what is the law? That's alluded to in the words, the one who had a ordinary discharge of seminal discharge. So this, the law of the one that had only one unusual discharge, is similar to the one who had an ordinary discharge, and he's only tamei for one day till that night if he goes to the mikveh. So what compels Rashi to say that this is what the pasuk means? Is fundem was the Torah chazet iber Nochamol in the pasuk shlach is a vazav zayvei lozachar b'nekeva. The reason that Rashi says that this is what it must mean is because it says twice in these two psukim. First, it says this is the law of the zav, and then it says, and the one zav zayvei, the one who had his discharge, whether he's a male or a female, so whether they are a male or a female. So why does the Torah mention twice the law of the zav? Once in the first pasuk and once in the second pasuk. So therefore, the reason is because the Ribbah learned Rashi. That's why Rashi explains as the tzei psukim, that the two psukim zayis teres azov, the first one, the pasuk next to the last pasuk in this parasha, which says this is the law of the zav, and then the second pasuk which says and the one the zav who had his discharge, redn vegen tzei sugim, are talking about two separate categories of zav. The first one is Zayis Teres Azov Retvegen is discussing Baal Riya Achas, if he had only one discharge, and thus was the pasuk Teltes Ois from Zav Bechlal, and the reason that the pasuk separates that situation from the main type of the main halacha which applies to a Zav who saw two or three times. Why does the Torah separate it out and mention it in an earlier pasuk and not put it together with the Zav law which is in the second pasuk, or the Zav mention which is in the second pasuk, is vayel balriya achas hatanander din, is because the one who had only one discharge has a completely different law of what you do and what applies. Umahu teirase, and therefore he explains what is the law of the Zav that saw only once. Fundem balriya achas harei kebala keri. That's like an ordinary person, a person that had an ordinary seminal discharge, which is not a serious type of tuma. It's easily gotten rid of. Mikveh that night, it's over. And that's why the Torah separates it into two categories, because they're very different in how they're treated. And then is the second pasuk, v'hazav v'zoyvei mein. What does it mean, the zav that has his discharge? Because that's talking about bal shteirias, if he had two discharges, the bal sholoshrias, or three times, shateirasim b'fereshes lamaila, the laws of which were discussed a few chapters back in the middle of Parsha Metzora. So that's how Rashi understands the psukim, because the Torah repeats the Zav twice in each pasuk, so it must be talking about two different things. So Rashi explains how they're different from each other. Base Mendafa befashtein, but we still need to understand about this, because the Pirush, this explanation of the Tzvei Sugim, that the two categories in the Tzvei Psukim Dov, which are mentioned separated into two Psukim over here, Zayin Bal Riyah Achas, refer to somebody who had only one, und bal shtei riyas u bal shalosh riyas, as opposed to the one that saw twice or three times. Hot kama v'kama shverikaiten b'darach pshat, has a number of difficulties when looking at it from the lens of pshat, of ordinary pshat. Because, vayil, number one, favos shtei de teire fun bal riyah achas esh b'siyam ha-seder. The first question is, why does the Torah omit teaching us what happens to the one that sees only one discharge till the very end of the parsha? It doesn't mention it amongst the other, the very detailed listings of the different laws that apply to each case, to each type of tumah, the nida, and so on. And here he leaves it until the very last pasuk, or the second to last pasuk, to teach us what the law there is. He postpones teaching it noch alle andere sugim, after he has mentioned every other type of tumah that the Torah is going to teach in this parsha. Und noch ein pasuk vizartem es bnei Yisrael mit tumosam. In fact, after there's a pasuk which wraps it up, which says you shall charge the Jewish people from their tumah, make sure that they're careful about them. They shouldn't die as a result of the tumah if they were to enter the Mishkan, the holy place, while being tamei. So that's like, sort of like a concluding pasuk. Then the pasuk suddenly teaches what happens to the guy who sees one discharge. Why does he leave it till here? Unishtfrir, why doesn't he teach it earlier by the dinim of zav, amongst the halachas of zav, or perhaps when he teaches the laws of Balkeri, of the person that has an ordinary seminal discharge, maybe it should be part of that because it has a similar halacha to that, but he doesn't teach it there either. Especially that the one who dissolved, that saw one discharge, is in the category of having seen one, which is logical that it should have said right at the beginning of the laws of Zav, because you can't get to the laws of the one that sees two discharges if you haven't seen one discharge. So obviously the one who saw two or three also had one. At one point he was the person that saw one. Why not teach it there? Said you can't get to two or three until you had one, so therefore that would be the place to teach it. A second question, Lefiza Kumtois, according to this it would come out, as the darf amedaf machalik zain deverta zois toiras litzdodin, that the words in this pasuk, this is the law of the Zav, is heading in two directions. It has like arrows pointing backwards and an arrow pointing forward. Why so? B'shaychas to Teiras Hazav Meintes Das Folgen of Es Kumt Speter. As far as the Zav in this pasuk, it means the law of the Zav is what follows, meaning to say Vas Kumt Speter, what comes after is Teiras Hazav. What comes after is teaching us that he is similar to the one who sees an ordinary Asher Teitzim Emenes Shich Vazera, the one who has an ordinary seminal emission. So Zeis Teiras means the following is the law of this Zav mentioned here, which is the guy that saw only one discharge, and therefore his law is specified after those words, which is that he has the law of a Balkeri. However, as far as the other Tumas mentioned here, like the Nida and the Zava and the regular Zav, they main Tves Teiras, there the word the law of refers to what? Does Gezakta Friyam refers to Lamaila, is the laws which were mentioned earlier. And this is like the concluding sentence, these are the laws, meaning these laws which I taught you in the last 50 psukim or 30 psukim, whatever it is, are the laws. Whereas the first mention, where Teiras refers to Zav of one discharge, there it means the law that I'm now going to tell you. So that's a very weird way. It doesn't flow very well with Pshat, that the word Teiras should be pointing first forward and then suddenly backward. So according to Pshut Shlomikra, that doesn't seem, it doesn't seem like the simple meaning of the pasuk. as a suggestion, it's possible to look in the Chumash in for these few psukim to get a better understanding of what's being said. The third problem that could occur is that would this pshat would present is lefizeh. According to this pshat, is the siyum, the sach hakol from the Friedrich Parshis, the conclusion which is in these two three psukim, which is like sort of sums up what was discussed in the earlier sections of this seder. In ganzen nicht leit seder in welchen sie stehen. It's listed here as a sum total, not in the order in which it's written in the Chumash, in the chapters leading up to this pasuk. Because over there, Parsha Zov Zgikumen Far Ish Kitetsu Minashich Vazera, Unida. The laws of Zov, it starts with the laws of Zov. It comes before the person that has a regular Balkari, we'll call it that from now on, and the Nida. Undosh state, and over here the Pasuk sums it up differently. It says, Vazov Zovai. First it says, Hazov Zovai Vazloit Rashi Mainta the Zovas Teresu Vifereshus Lomaila, which is talking about the full-fledged Zov, which goes back to what was mentioned before, but it's Noch Vadova Benidasa. In this Pasuk, the Adova, which means the Nida, and the Zov, as Zovai, is written after, Hazov Zovai is written after the Nida. So in the Parsha, the Zov comes before the Nida. So why would the Torah summarize it in a different order than it actually listed it when it told us the detailed laws? So since that's the order at which it seems to now be presented is Nishmuma, so you have to understand Halamai, why is it that learned Rashi, that Rashi explains the Pasuk was of Shudu Shal Mikra? Rashi is supposed to be explaining the ordinary meaning of the Pasuk as the Tzvei Sugim Zayne Balriya Achas, that the two different categories of these two psukim, what is referred to by the Zov is somebody who saw one discharge, Bal Shteiri is a Bal Shalosh Riyas, and the second one is talking about the one who had two or three. Why is it divided that way? Ehad Gedaft Lernen, he should have explained it this way. Azois Teiras is Blois HaSachakul from Frier. The words in the Pasuk Zois Teiras, these are the laws of, mean everything that we learned earlier. It all refers back to the parashas, the chapters leading up to this pasuk. Not as it comes out from the way Rashi says that Torahs can also refer is also referring to what's going to be taught after the word Torahs. Basher teitzim v'neshuch v'zara, if you remember. So he could have explained it this way. The Zois Teiras Azov main Bal Shteiri is because the first pasuk over here of the two psukim is talking about somebody who saw two times. Vazov Azovi, and the second mention of Azov is talking about somebody who saw three times. V'Rashi Chenfriya Gebracht, and Rashi already told us that there is a difference between two times and three times. In Tchilus Parsha Zov, at the beginning of this, of the laws detailing the Zov, Rashi tells us there, as is in Mechulakim Tzishin Zich, that there is a difference between if he saw twice or three times, Shtayim L'tumah, the way Rashi puts it, two times he becomes Tomei, fully Tomei as a Zov, which means seven clean days, Vashlishis, and the third time that he sees Maski Kasu L'Karba means he also has to bring a carbon in order to become purified. So if Rashi explained it this way, it would take away the few questions that we asked. First of all, the word Teiras wouldn't be pointing backwards and pointing forward. It would be pointing completely backwards. The laws of it that I've taught you already is not going to mention over here about the Zob with one discharge. The second question that it would answer is, it's now in the correct order. It starts with Zob, because it's talking about a Zob of two Rias, who saw twice. Then it goes on to teach about Shichva Zera, which is the order in which it's taught, and then it goes on to teach about the Nida, and then the Zov, the woman Zov, is mentioned over here in the right order, although the man Zov is not in the right order. So now we have to understand why is the man Zov mentioned again at the end of the order next to the woman Zov, and the explanation for that would be what he says is now, und das was the Torah stellt dem Prat von Zav bal shalosh riyas, and the reason that the Torah inserts the Zav of three discharges, nishbim becoming not in the correct place, which would be at the very beginning, far vashatetzim imenu, before the one the balkari, nor tzuzama mitazava, the reason he puts the man's Zav together with the woman's Zav, kemen faremfer, and could be easily answered. Ados is vile, that the reason is, nor di is vile, nor di tzvei, hamdim di miyucha, because only the man's Zav and the woman's Zav share a certain halacha, which puts them in a category of their own, different than all the other categories of tuma that are being mentioned, talked about in this parsha. As a dafn habmak, not in this parsha, but after Mitzayra, we're talking, starts a new subject after Mitzayra, leaving Mitzayra alone, just the ones that are mentioned after Mitzayra. How is that different? As it often not my karma, that they need a karma lechaper of them tumas aziva, to atone for the tuma which was brought about through this unusual, for both the man and the woman, it's considered an unusual type of tuma, and therefore they need a karma. That's why he puts the second mention of zav together with the zava, because they, the three, the zava of three reis and the zava, are both shared that very unique situation, which is they have to bring a carbon. But otherwise, everything is in the right order. So we're back to the question of why Rashi interprets it this way. Look, Gimel, l'chayrevot migi kentemferen, it would seem that we would be able to answer it this way. As Rashi and Art, what bothers Rashi about all this is the kefal aloshen v'hazov ezeve. Why the Torah repeats, uses a double expression, the one who is a Zav, which means the one who had a discharge, in regards to his discharge. That's a double thing, there's no need. He could have just said, Vahazav. Nishvi in Friedigen Pasuk, and he repeats it over here as a second time, Zav Zav, a double expression. Not like the previous Pasuk, the very Pasuk right before this, it says simply, Zois Teiras Hazav. One time the mention of the word Zav. With the Lashon Zav Shteit Blei Seimal, where it says it only once. So that bothers Rashi. And from them nemt Rashi, so from this teaches Rashi, Rashi extracts from this double expression, as the Pasuk is Dama Ramas of Tzvei Sugim in Zav, that this Pasuk, which has a double expression of the word Zav, is teaching us about two different types, categories of Zav. Al Derech, and this is similar to what Rashi taught elsewhere, Virashi had freer abgelendem chilek anal zwischen bal shtei riyas and bal shalosh riyas. Rashi says that how do we know that there is a difference between somebody that sees two times a discharge or three times a discharge? He explains where it comes from. From the kefal aloshen in the tzvei psukim dort, from the double expression in those psukim. Rashi says, mona hakosav arishin riyas shtayim. In the first case, the pasuk lists what seems to be someone that has two times saw two discharges, because it says in the pasuk zav mipsarei zayvai, there ran from his flesh a discharge. So two times mentioned the word zav means there were two discharges. Umanal kasev asheni reiyah sholosh, and in the second pasuk, the pasuk mentions three times the word zav, obviously referring to somebody who saw three times that same discharge. That pasuk mentions the word zav three times. So we see that Rashi uses the repetition with the word zav as teaching two or three discharges over there. And therefore, so Rashi says like this, the first time it says in the first pasuk over here, the last two psukim, it says Zois Teiras Hazav, one time the word Zav. What does that refer to? Somebody who had one discharge. That's what Rashi says. The second pasuk, it says Vazov Ez Zoivai, twice mentioned discharge. Zav means somebody who had saw two times that discharge. And then Vibaldas Ditzvei Psukim Tzuzama, since if you put the two psukim together, the sum total of mentions of the word zav becomes three times. Dreimal zav. The Rebbe learned Rashi, that's why Rashi says, the first time that it says only one time, it means somebody who had one discharge. The pasuk which says twice, mentions it twice, is talking about somebody who had two times a discharge. And since both psukim together mentioned three times, therefore that includes also the one who had three times a discharge. So that's why Rashi explains that it's all about. It repeats the words of. How many times is repeated the words of? That's what it's all based on. But it's difficult to say that this is what's leading Rashi in this direction, because while the kefal aloshim azov azovi, because the repetition of the word zov azovi, da, in this case, is nisht azash terke diyug b'derech hapshat, isn't really that strong a problem or a question, or it doesn't lead us, force us to have to interpret it, at least not in the way of pshat. It mirrors the words that come just before it, which is vahadava, and the woman who had a menstrual period, binidasa, during her period. So then he repeats again over there. Has adava benidasa. It's also repetitious. So the pasuk says again, vazov vazovay, and the one who had a discharge during his discharge. So it's not that big a question. It seems to be following a certain pattern of how the pasuk expresses itself in this pasuk. And therefore, it doesn't really lend itself to say asalib dem, that for this reason alone, so Rashi Lenin as avait and pirush Rashi should take us on such a stretching the simple meaning of the pasuk, zogna dos is pshat, and to call that the simple meaning of the pasuk in tzayis teres azov asher, and to say that this is the meaning, the simple ordinary meaning of the words, this is the teaching of zov, and then you have to put a comma there, what, or a colon there, what is the teaching of zov? Va'asher, that it refers to somebody that had an ordinary discharge. That's not pshat. So therefore, it's difficult to say that this is what compelled Rashi to go in this direction. Nois of Lozen, in addition to that, is also afilu oy mezol, onaman ad pshat, kefal aloshim azov azoviz yad diikin derech pshat, even if we were to accept that the fact that it repeats the word zava zovai is something to be noted and something that has to be explained according to pshat, is about the oifen alimud as the kefaloshin meramez of tzei sugim. But giving this answer that the zav and zovai means two different things, not an inyushal medrash. That is actually the way medrash interprets things, not the way pshat interprets things. In fact, we see this from Rashi himself. V'Rashi zokt friyer, as Rashi told us earlier, where we already mentioned before that he said earlier about chilek tzvishin shteiris and shalosh riyas, where Rashi explained to us the difference between someone that sees two or three. Thus, malernt up fun mana akos of riyas shtayim, which was learned from the fact that the pasuk mentioned the word zav twice and then later three times, so therefore makes a difference between two and three. Rashi there told us, "Adas is nish pshuta nor medrashay." Rashi says this is a medrash interpretation. It's a medrashic interpretation. It's not the simple understanding of the pasuk. Of course, halachically, we must rely on that medrashic interpretation. But Rashi says that it's a medrash. It's not really the simple, ordinary meaning of the pasuk. So over here also, it's difficult to say that Rashi should divide that and make such a far stretch interpretation of something which is not that compelling a question, and takes us so far away from what is the ordinary meaning of the pasuk because of that. Difficult to say. And if he does want to do that, had Rashi oich dog gedaft mad gezayin, so then Rashi here should have also told us, azayin pirush is midrashi, should have noted, this is a midrashic interpretation that I'm telling you, but he doesn't. He just teaches it as normal shot, as if this were the ordinary meaning of the pasuk. So we have a bunch of questions. Dalit. v'yashleima the beer in them. So perhaps we can explain it this way: the lashon from zayis teiras hazav, the words. This is the teaching of the zav is al derech zayis teiras ha'olav gaimer hamincha v'gaimer. It's similar to what the pasuk used back in the tzav. This after, let's say, giving us a series of different types of oila. There's a carbon oila of an animal, there's a carbon oila of a bird, and so on. And then he goes on to teach laws of the mincha. There is this mincha al-machmas, and mincha marcheshes, and a whole series of different types of mincha. Then, and says, zois teiras oila, this is the teaching of the oila. Is he talking about one oila? No. He's talking about a few different types of oila. Same with the mincha. Zois teiras ha-mincha means these are the laws of the various types of mincha. And he says, meint alle oilos ha-minchas. It means all the different types of oila and mincha. Alle sugim, every different type of category of an oila or a mincha. So the word zois teiras means to include all categories. Lent Rashi. So therefore Rashi says, as da, in this case where it says zois teiras hazav, is the Torah keilu unvil mefarad zayn alle sugis of. Therefore Rashi says, when it says over here zois teiras hazav, these are the laws of the zav, he's telling you these are the laws of all the different categories of zav. Vala seder, and it goes in the order min akala lekavet, starting from the least serious one, meaning the least stringent one, and working its way up to the most stringent one. Vala pizeh vert farenfet. So based on this, we can now answer vas the Torah stelt vazav zayvay lezachar nisht vuasretzach ving zav frier in parsha. Therefore, we can now understand immediately why the Torah singles out the Hazav Zoyvei LaZocher and Akeva, which is now, after he's already taught us about Zoyz Teres Hazav, he later explains in an out of order, not in the order that he explained it earlier in the parasha. He stuck it at the end in this case. Why did he stick the Zav, which talks about three times, at the very end? Normit V'lan Akeva. Why over here does he lump it together with the Zav, the woman Zav, which in the Torah earlier it was two separate subjects altogether? The reason is, because they have the same, there is one stringency which they both share. Which is, of course, that they both have to bring a carbon, as we mentioned before. Because he wants to go in the order in which the seriousness of these tumas progress. So the Zav and the Zava share that, and they are the most stringent type of Tumah of the categories that we are discussing now, and therefore he puts the Zav at the end together with the Zava because both of them share that extraordinary stringency that they have to bring a carbon. But according to this, we have the following question. The Teiras Hazav is written before the Balkeri. Basher b'Teisas Vav. In fact, the Teira throws in a letter Vav, which means and the one who had a Shichva Zera, which means Vaz Bavayist as Hazav Da is Eicha Prat and Klolus Asuk von Zav. In other words, separates the Balkeri from the Zav by putting a Vav in the middle. A Vav separates between the two. The way Rashi explained it regularly, they are, it's a continuation. The Zav is the one who is similar to the one who says Men Shichva Zara. So since he separates the two by putting a Vav there, that indicates that the Zav is, you know, belongs in the category of Zav and not in the category of Vasher Teitzim Menu of a Balkeri. Taflefiza Uiskumen, so this would lead us to believe Asiz Da Zav Velcher is Kalbid Dinoi from Vasher Teitzim. So there must be a Zav, since Zav is listed before the Balkeri, so it seems that there is a Zav that is even less stringent than an ordinary Balkeri. Because if we're going in the order of their stringencies, he starts with Zav. Zav is not the least stringent, and even less than a Balkeri. Where does that happen? A Zav is a much more serious type of tumah. Und wie bald als wir können sagen, als er so bald steht, er soll sein gleich, weil er kann man kaum kaufen auf der Schettetze. And since it's not possible to say that a Zob that saw two times a discharge should be less stringent or even equal to a Balkeri, that's not simply not true. Musmen sagen, therefore we have to say, as Zeus Teres has of main Balriya Achas, the only way to interpret it is, the fact that he starts with Zeus Teres HaZov before Balkeri means that it can only relate to a Zov of one discharge who has a similar din to a Balkeri. Therefore, it makes sense that it's written there. So, to summarize this thing, the point in this chapter, in this paragraph, is that the Torah seems to be talking in order of progressing to a more and more serious type of tumah, and then Zav doesn't belong at the beginning unless the only way to interpret it is to say is talking about somebody who saw only one discharge, which makes it one of the lesser serious types of tumah, and then it makes sense that that's what Rashi says, that's what it must be talking about. Hey, medaf aber verstehen, but we still have to understand what Rashi zogt. What Rashi says, Azov Azoive Bal Shtei Riyas, or Bal Sholosh Riyas, Rashi continues to say, and the Zov Azoive talks about one who saw two times and one who saw three times, which the laws of which were explained earlier. What's the problem with that? Fundiyag Loshon Rashi, if you look closely at the words of Rashi, Bal Shtei Riyas, he says, the one who saw two Riyas. Bal means somebody who is in that, the simple meaning would be the owner of, the guy with shtei riyas or three riyas, shetirasam forez l'mayla, which was explained earlier in the parsha, is muchach. By saying that, it would seem as loit Rashi read the pasuk vazov azayve vegen tzvei sugezov, that the word vazov azayve is talking about two different types of categories, which is the two and the three. Is nishvuvim, so we have to understand about that. The bir anal siv dalid is blazer hecher as zois teres azov red wegen balri achas and vazov azov wegen azov vasis chamor from vasher teitzim minishich vazara. The only thing Rashi can take out of the order in which these two psukim are written, the only thing we can know from that for sure is that the first reference to zov is less of a problem, or at least not more of a problem than a Balkeri, and that the second mention of Zav is more serious than that, and also of Nida, more serious than a Nida as well. Aber von Vanet is the Hechech, but how does Rashi know from Pashas Aksuvim, at least from looking at this ordinary progression of the Psukim here, as Vazav Zav is Kol Tzvei Sugim? Of course, earlier he may have referred to that, to the two different types, a two-day or a three-day. But here in the Pasuk, where does it come out in the Pasuk that there are, that it's talking about two different, the two-day and the three-day Zav? All we know is that it talks about a more serious tumah than a Balkeri and a Nida. That's all you know. So even a two-day Zav is also more serious than that. Baal Shtei is about, but how does he know that it includes two, the one of 2 days and 3 days, through two discharges and three discharges? L'chayre kemen enferen, it might seem that you could answer this. As we bald, Rashi hotshin frie gebracht akoponem alt medrash, since Rashi already brought earlier, at least as a medrashic interpretation, as zayna faran svei sugi zov, that there are two categories of zov, shtei riyas and sholosh riyas, two discharges of three, is a mefarada. That's why he says over here, Nocham al ditzvei sugim, he tells us about both. There's a 2-1, there's a 3-1, because we know that that is the law of Zav. Rashi already taught us those are the laws of the Zav. There's a 2-1 and a 3-1, so he tells us both of them. But it says nishglatik loshen Rashi sheteirasim b'fereshes l'mayla. But even if you want to say this, it's difficult to say what Rashi says. The way Rashi puts it is that their laws are explained earlier. Mufreshes means explained. Azeyer Adinim, that the laws regarding both the two and the three Which would mean also the Torah must have explained the differences between a 2 days of and a 3 days of. Is Beferesh Lamaila is explicitly explained earlier. How does he say that? Mad Gedav Zogen Torah Nidreshes Lamaila. What he should have said was the interpretation, the laws of that were alluded to because the Medrash had to interpret the Psukim in this non-pshat way, which is that it's, you know, two times mentioned the words of, three times mentioned the words of. That is not explicitly explained. That is a very, like a stretch of an interpretation. Birashi alein zok l'mayla, as Rashi himself said earlier, ad chilik sushteiris and shalosh riyas, that the difference between the two days of and the 3 days of is nishm pshut from the psukim, is not understood from the simple reading of the psukim, nor medrashi. It's only something that we interpret through the medrash. So why does Rashi use the term over here that the laws of the two and the three are explicitly explained earlier? Not so at all. Vav is the beer in them. So the explanation is this. Tosfos Rashi frier bringt medrashi. The reason that Rashi calls it a medrashic interpretation earlier is das nish vi in andere erte, that the word in medrashic interpretation should not be understood in the way that it's normally applied in Rashi. V'loit medrashi is the pirush in pasuk andes v'loit pshutei, where normally when Rashi gives us a medrashic interpretation, it's different than the simple understanding of the psukim in all other cases. Or most other cases. Nor benidin didan, in our case, in the case over there, it's different. Is oich loit medrashe, the difference is that even according to the medrashic interpretation, is the pirush in pasuk vi loit pshutai. The medrashic interpretation is to be seen as the simple, the direct meaning of the pasuk. There's no other way to explain this pasuk other than this way that the medrashic interpretation teaches it. So therefore, that is also the direct meaning of the pasuk, even though we need medrashic interpretation to get to the direct meaning of the pasuk. Medrashe geit beikir oif un meisif noch an inyan vasim rumas in pasuk. The reason Rashi uses the medrashic, that it's the medrashic interpretation, is only because the way that we interpret the ordinary direct meaning of the pasuk is according to the rules of medrash, but it still means this is the direct meaning of the pasuk. Well, either case, on the other hand, is the drash nishnor miyashudim pshat. The way that we now must interpret this pasuk, not only does it explain the simple meaning, the direct meaning of the pasuk, nor muchrach loit pshutei. It's the only way that we can interpret these psukim in the direct meaning even. Valdafka loit rash, because it's specifically in the way that it's midrashically interpreted, b'loshen Rashi, and Rashi uses a similar term other places, agoda liyashu pshutei shel mikra. Sometimes you have to lean on the medrashic interpretation to explain the simple, the direct meaning of the pasuk. Vet farem for the arichus lashon pasuk, because it's only through this medrashic interpretation that you can explain why the pasuk has so many words and repeats three times the words of, and two times on one pasuk and three times in the other pasuk in the middle of the parsha, not in our two pasukim here. Pasuk shver lepshutei, which leads to a problem in the simple meaning of the pasuk, or in the direct meaning of the pasuk. What's the problem? Friyish day in svei psukim. First, there's two psukim. Ish ki yizov mebsarei zayve tamahu. A person, a man that will be a discharge from his flesh. His discharge is based on this discharge. He is tamei. That's one pasuk. Then it says zayis tia tumasei. This will be his impurity, b'zoivay, as a result of his discharge, ror b'sorei ezoivay, if there is a runny discharge from his flesh, or hechtim b'sorei, if there is a more viscous type of a discharge. And again, the word zoivay, tumasehu, that too is tamei. So that's already five times the word zov. Und noch in der Pasuk Achreze, and then in the following Pasuk, Haibizuchon, the Protodinu von Tumazov starts the details. What kind of Tumah does he impart? You know, what are the details of how he imparts Tumah and so on? A Mishkov, anything that he lies on and so on. That's the Psukim. Is nicht verstandig, so we have to understand. Vavos is the Torah Mafsik zwischen Vezois Tia Tumasu Bezoivai. Why does the Pasuk start with this shall be? Yeah, no, rather, I'll reword that. Why is it that the Torah separates? He started saying already, this shall be the Tumah as a result of this discharge. So it sounds like he's going to tell you what the laws of the Tumah are. What does he do? What does he? How does he impart Tumah? How does he cleanse himself from the Tumah? But before he gets to that, after having said, and this is the law pertaining to this kind of Tumah, he now suddenly interjects. He goes into a runny discharge or a more viscous discharge, those are not the laws which pertain to how does he impart Tumah. That's not describing what should happen to this person, nor it's describing once again two different ways in which the discharge could happen. The first words are rar b'sari, which means rir sheyotzet tzolul, something that's like a runny discharge. Hechtim b'sari, the second word describes sheyotzet av, that it's more viscous v'seisim b'yam, and therefore clogs up the organ and so on. So he started saying these are the laws of the tumah, and suddenly he throws in again describing what happened to lead to this discharge. These words which describe what kind of a discharge it is should have been written in the previous pasuk. It should have said a man will have a discharge, and then describe the two different discharges that could happen. Zayvay tamehu. Either way, he's tameh. Whether it's this kind or that kind, he's tameh. Undenoch, and only after that, he should go on to say v'zaytiyatumasayalamikolamishkov, and then he should go on to explain, after having described what is the nature of the discharge. Now he can go on to say, and this is what you need to do. If he lies down on something, he becomes tameh, and so on. All the laws pertaining to it. So since we have that question of all these words zayve coming after out of place, let's just simply put it out of place. And dem kum medrash, therefore the medrash comes along and faremferin explains it. Mana kosavarishain, the first pasuk said twice the word zayve and called and said it's tamei. Both times, in both psukim, it says tamehu, and in the second one tumasehi. So the first pasuk calls it tameh. The second pasuk, which describes the situation again, v'kari tameh, calls it tameh again. So the Torah is the mitmeramez. The Medrash tells us what the Torah is telling us here is of tzvei sugim zav, that there are two different types of zav, which need to be spoken of. And vazeir tuma is nishglaich, that the type of tuma that they engender is not exactly the same. When the farshtein zayin sebas under psukim, and that's why the Torah separates them into two different verses, because it's two situations of zav that have different laws. Hakosav arishun, hakosav asheni. That's why it's in one pasuk, and then there is a second pasuk. That's the medrash explaining why the pasuk separates it into two psukim. And each one of those situations the Torah refers to as Tomei. Obviously, the first situation is Tomei, the second situation is Tomei. And he has to refer to each one separately as Tomei, because there are different situations in Tumah. Therefore, the Torah has to call both of them Tomei. They're both Tomei. What are these two separate categories of zav that the Torah is talking there? What the Medrash explains, umvu is the chilek b'nei merumas and pasuk. What is the difference between them? How are they different? And that the pasuk somehow alludes to how they're different. So Rashi explains as yede zoiv as verteman, that each time the word zoiv is mentioned in pasuk, in this pasuk, is meramez of nochariyah, is talking about another discharge, a second time, a first time, a second time, a third time. Vemele red the kosav arishim vegen einav ashod givzeg zen. And therefore the first pasuk is talking about somebody had two times a discharge, because of a sheni. In the second pasuk, which mentions the word zoive three times, vegen einav asad gezen reir shalosh, somebody that had three times a discharge. Kum toisa comes out as pshuta shel mikra darkness machriach. So therefore, trying to interpret the psukim over there, the only way that we can understand, have any understanding of what the pasuk is trying to say here, since it's written in such a what seems convoluted way, as we mentioned before, amadav darshan and dem yeser al yiter alosh, and there's no other way to explain the direct meaning of the pasuk other than to interpret it in the midrashic style, as a zayin and dot zvei sug zov, to explain that there are two different categories of zov, of the two time and the three time. Baal Shteirius and Baal Sholoshrius. So therefore, the point again being that it's not to be seen as a medrashic interpretation which is far from the direct meaning of the pasuk. In this particular case, the medrashic interpretation is the only way that you can interpret these psukim. But the style in which it has to be interpreted is medrashic. But it is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. It's the only way to understand the direct meaning of the Psukim. Zayin. Vibald as the Medrash, Medrashoi Benid Nidan, since the Medrash in our case is Azavos, is Mukhrach, Shapshuta is something that is compelled, we're compelled to interpret it this way, because that's the simple direct meaning of the Pasuk as well, is Fashtandik, so it's understood as Oich der Chilik in Din, that also the difference in what is the final law regard the difference between a two time and a three times of the Rashi brings time l'tumah v'ashlishus maskika l'karmen, which Rashi also explains twice he is simply tame in the way a zav is, which means 7 days of clean days have to be he has to have 7 clean days before he can go to the mikveh, and the third one means he has to bring a karmen as well. Is nishblois hatakos loshen chazal. It's not simply that Rashi is just repeating what the Chazal say. It's not to be understood as something which is not the direct meaning of the pasuk, but that is the direct meaning of the pasuk. Why is that the direct meaning of the pasuk? Rabir that's explained that we bowed as v'zayis tia tumasei, but tzitzach b'pashtus sudem tomehu. Since the pasuk, the following pasuk says, and this shall be how his tumah will be practiced. These are the laws that he has to apply for his tumah. But tzitzach b'pashtus sudim tamei hu is talking about, I stated it to be tamei. The guy that sees two times is tamei. And this is how he practices his tumah. Obviously, they're relating to each other. Vashtet and Friedigan Pasuk, that Tamehu, which says in the previous Pasuk, B'nei Ba'i Baal Shteirius, in regards to the one that saw twice. If you remember, V'zayis Tia Tumasei is the words that separated between the description of the two discharges and three discharges. Darf Mezogim, therefore, we have to say, as the Dinei Tumah V'lchashtein Behem Shecha Parsha, that the laws of Tumah, which the Torah then goes on to describe, Zainan Doch Da'oich by Baal Shteirius. Everything that is listed afterwards, which talks about what kind of tumah it is, and that he has to have count 7 days, and all the details of the zav tumah, which are multiple, you know, there are many details in regards to a zav, pertain to the one that saw the two discharges as well, because he already said v'zois tumasai after he described the two discharged zav. So therefore, it must pertain to everything. That all those laws must pertain also to the two times of. Muzman b'meilazog. Therefore, we have to say, as they suffer from Baal Sholosh Riyas, or Baal Shtei Riyas, what does a third discharge cause? How is that different than the two discharge? is nishin dem etzem inyan v'eifna tumah, is not the way the person is tamei. There is no difference in the way they are tamei, and therefore the things they have to do and the way they impart tumah, there is no difference. They're both equal in that. Tameihu, they're both tamei. Nor in dem v'shtayim l'tumah v'shlishim maskika l'karbon. The only difference is that in as far as tumah, they're both equal. The third one also has an additional level, which is that he has to bring a carbon to get rid of it. Nishma chayev is carbon. No zika meint neutig zicht in a naye zeitige zach. The Rebbe points out that the word maskikai le carbon, which doesn't mean he is chayev, he is obligated to bring a carbon, but rather maskika means there is a side result. There is another result which occurs here. The one that has three times has another thing that he has to do, which is bring a carbon. Not that it's a direct that this is a direct result of the tumah that he has, but which would have included also the one that saw only two times. He says maskika, which means that it's a byproduct of having seen three times, also means that he has to bring a carbon. But it's not a part of the tumah. It's almost like a side effect of having seen three times. Now Pisa is moving. So based on this, we can understand that Rashi zog b'sima sedra, that Rashi at the end of this sedra says, "Bal shtei riyas or bal sholosh riyas," somebody who had two sightings or one sighting, mufareshes lamaila, is stated earlier, not interpreted by the medrash earlier, but stated earlier. Because this difference between the two times of and the three times of is muchrach oich mitzad pshutei, is the only way to interpret the psukim. It is the direct meaning of the pasuk as well. Kenal baruch, as we just explained, v'meilin, therefore, as Rashi vil uptaichin, v'alach hazov is teirosim v'vareshes l'mailu, when Rashi wants to explain which type of zov is already explained earlier, nishvi bal ria achas, as opposed to the one who saw only one sighting or one discharge, v'as teirosu shteitej b'sima, said which what his law is only written here at the very end of the sedra, as we said before, that he's like a balkeri. He lists both the categories of Zav, because both of them are stated clearly. It's the only way to interpret the Pesukim, even though the way that we had to arrive at it is through the Medrashic interpretation. But it is the only way to interpret the Pesukim, and therefore he calls it Mefureshes, explained, explicitly told to us earlier. So that's the conclusion of the explanation of the Rashi. In Pirush Rashi Zeh, we find sometimes extraordinary things that Rashi expresses, and in this case it's something in Halacha. Although Rashi doesn't directly explain Halacha, but sometimes from the way he words something we see some interesting revelation of an opinion in Halacha. The Teichem from Pirush Rashi B'Sima Seder State in Teiris Kayanim from Pasuk. The general gist of what Rashi is saying here at the end of the Seder is also brought in Teiris Kayanim, nor mitash kamishnuim, but with some changes. And as the commentaries on Rashi, they also note these differences. But there is one difference, says the Rebbe, which currently I have not yet seen that anyone should question and ask and point out this difference. Thus, yesh loimar, that one could say perhaps, as in dem shinoi licht a ganzer inyan, that in this change that the Rebbe is talking about, there is a whole subject which is contained in that small change. When al deshitasei from teres kainem halacha or the pirush Rashi, and the difference is. The reason why the Teiris Kainim words it this way and the Rashi words it differently is because Teiris Kainim is a book of Halacha and Rashi is a book of Pshuto Shel Mikra. Therefore, based on that difference in how they interpret, we see this change. Now to explain. In Teiris Kainim is the Lashon. The Teiris Kainim uses the word Ze Shera Riachas, the one who saw one sighting of a discharge. Or Zeh Shera, the one that saw Shtei Riyas, two sightings of a discharge. And then there is Zeshara of Shalishri, is the one who saw three sightings of a discharge. Rashi is Mishana. Rashi changes from that, from the one that saw Unzok, then he says Baal Riyah Achas, the one like the master of two. I'm not sure what the right word in English for the here is, but the one who owns one discharge, the one who owns two discharges, or the one who owns three discharges. So we'll explain this by first the difference by first explaining what's mekifin to Gemara, that we find in the Gemara tzvei mudim of the mechilik from shteirias and shalashrias. There are two ways in which the Torah interprets, gets to the difference between two or three discharges. There are two ways in which the psukim are interpreted in order to show that there is a difference between a two and three times of. One is the drasha for Rav Simoi, the way Rav Simoi interprets it. Vas Rashi bring darab, that's the one that Rashi brings here. Mana kosav shtayim, mana the kore tamei, the pasuk lists two times the word zayv and calls it tamei. Sholosh v'kore tamei, then in the next pasuk lists three times, says three times the word zayv, and also calls it tamei. Okay, so which one is it? Is it two times that makes you tummy, or three times that makes you tummy? Shtayim l'tumah, if you saw twice, it means you're tummy. The Torah called it tumah. The sholosh l'karvan, and the third time obligates you to bring a carbon. Or, like you said before, zikosei, it means that there is now a new thing which needs to be done for the guy who saw three, which is bring a carbon. The second way that it's interpreted is the drasha of the Chachamim, where the Chachamim expound on it. Zayvay chada. The word zayvay, that means discharge, is one discharge. Ror besaray, then describes a specific way in which the discharge happens, is trei. That's a second type of discharge. As zayvay, his discharge plus is a third time. Limud, therefore, it teaches also about Shalosh Riyas Shechai B'Karbon. It teaches that a one who saw three discharges that has to bring a carbon. And then it goes on to say, Oy Hechtim B'Sarei. Or what about in the case where the way that the discharge happened is different? Mizayvay Tomei. Oh, and says Mizayvay of his discharge Tomei. What does that teach? The Chacham say that teaches that miktsa zayvay, even if there's only some of the discharge that we listed just previously in the pasuk, which means that previously he listed three times, if there is not the full three times but only a part of those three, which means two, if he saw only two, limud al zav bal shteiris, that teaches that even if he only saw two, that he too will impart tumah in the same way that the one that sees three sightings is also imparts tumah in that way. So these are two ways in which the Gemara learns, from which the Gemara learns that two is also chayav or tumah in the same way. And perhaps we could say, as is an afkemina tzvishin ditzvei lemudim, that there is an actual difference in halacha between the way, which way we get it from the psukim. In dem geder funa zov bal shteirias, as pertains to a zov that had two sightings. Thus we can learn enough to say that there are two ways in which that can be interpreted. One way is, zov bal shteirias, zov bal sholosh riyas, and tzvein ganzen bazunder metziyasin. One way of looking at it is, these are two separate categories. There is a Zub that sees three times. There is a Zub that sees two times. They're not similar to each other. Only one is a little less. They're two different categories. Just like we see that the Zub that sees only one is very different than the Zub that sees two or three. So also the Zub and the two times Zub and the three times Zub are really two separate categories of Tumah. The tumah from the Baal Shteirias is nish dezelbe tumah from the Shteirias from the Baal Sholosh Riyas. The tumah of somebody who sees two sightings and then stops, means he's healed, is not the same tumah of the one who eventually saw three at the time when he only saw two. Later he saw a third one, which now explains that the two that he saw is a different thing than the guy that sees two and then stops. It's to be seen as something completely different. The one who sees two and then doesn't see anymore. That just by seeing, it's not that because the three times of has to do all these things, therefore the two times of also has to do these things because they're so similar to each other. No, they're two different things. Somebody who sees two times, seeing just two times already means that you have to do all those things of he has to count seven, all the laws that pertain to a Zav, and that he has to count seven clean days. In short, they're two different categories of Tumah. The second way of looking at it is the Tumah from the Baal Shtei Riyas is a chelik from the Tumah from the Zav Baal Shalosh Riyas. The Zav that sees twice, it is a smaller version of the Zav that sees three times. It's the same thing, but he didn't get to three times, so he has a more minor case of full-fledged Zav. But they're essentially the same. And since the two time is a small version, a more minor version of the three times of, that's why he only has some of, perhaps most of, the laws of a three times of, but not quite all of them, meaning a carbon he doesn't have to bring. And based on this, we can explain. What is written in Targum Yonason ben Uzziel, from Pasuk, he says, the way he interprets the Pasuk, Ish ki yi azav, a man that will be azav, Chama klos zimna. He only references the one who had three times, three discharges. And the Mantnish klal, dem dim funishtei bal shteiris. He doesn't mention at all that there is a version of azav, which is two times of. The tumah from Baal Shtei Riyas, a chelik from Baal Shalosh Riyas. In other words, that he sees the two times of as just an extension of the three times of, a minor version of the three times of. And that's why he doesn't have to spell it out as something separate. It's all included in the three times of. He didn't quite make it the three times, and therefore has somewhat of an easier case of zivus. So that's the two ways to look at it. Tess. So what is the difference if we look at it this way or that way? There is, perhaps we can interpret it this way. This is the difference whether we see it this way or that way in halacha. What happens if there was an interruption of a day between the third one and the Eshtetzvei and the first two? So you saw, you know, one day he saw one, the next day he saw another one, then there was a break in between, the third day he didn't see any discharge, and the fourth day he saw a discharge again. Do we say that the three are seen as one long event? He's now a three times of. Odenishto, we don't say that. Vastos is plukta ludas. And that is actually, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yehuda, is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if there was a day interruption, excuse me, in between. If we were to see as the first version, which is that the two times of is a different category than the three times of, they're not just one long, you know, did he get to the number three? Did he not get to number three? They're two different things. Hastes, then it would mean as nor de tzvei riyas ved gleich achim etzad atzmai. The minute he sees two discharges, he already has the law that he has to. The only way to get out of it is to have seven clean days. Seiden oy mezed gleich adrita reiya. Unless, of course, there is immediately a third discharge, Is a gloy milsa as there is a bal shalosh riyos? Then it tells us no, he's not a two time zav, he's a three time zav. But the minute he sees two, he already has the obligation to count seven clean days. So in other words, that a two time zav also has to count three 7 days. But then if he has a third immediate discharge, so then we know, oh, he's not a two time zav, he's a different category, he's a three time zav. Also has to have 7 clean days in addition to the carbon. Lefiza dafu is coming. According to this, it would be mean this: as oibas is given nor the tzveidias a hefsek yoim. If there was a break, according to this, if we look at it this way, if there was a break of a day, so day 3 there was no discharge. Says nizbari gavor nazer is nishken bal sholosh riyos, which means clearly he is not a three times of. There was a break of a day and therefore it disrupts the count of three. So he remains a two, now he is known to be a 2 day zav. Is a gloy milsazer hot gleich no the tzveiteriyah den dimfen abal shteiriyahs. So now we know, retroactively looking back, we see that this is a two times of, not a three times of. And therefore, if he sees on day 4 another site, another discharge, is does anayim inyan? So then, it's a completely new thing. He's already been it's been determined that he is a two times of. Why? Because on the third day he didn't see. Now he sees a discharge on day 4. Oh, that's a new thing. It's not a continuation of his becoming a three times up. He's already been determined to be a 2 days up. As vertnish nitzarev to the friedige tzveiriyos, and therefore it doesn't connect to the earlier two discharges, and therefore he doesn't become a 3 days up. He remains a 2 days up. Oy baba the tumah from bal shteiriyos is a chelik in them geder fun tumas bal shalosh riyos. But if we see it differently, that the 2 days up, it's really just leading up to a 3 days of. It's all really one thing. It's just that if he only saw 2 days, so then he only has a limited version of what 3 days of. But if he saw the 3 days of, the two is really a part of the three, if that's how we look at it. And then it would work this way: as a filin noch then this is durchgegangen ein tag, even if a day passed from the zayin akiyim, which the first day of which passed without any discharge, means that the first clean day has occurred. Nor the tzveiriyos, after he saw two days where he did have discharge, vert di shpete di kedriteriyah nitzarev to the friedige tzvei. So then, if the third discharge, or rather the other way, if the two discharges is really a part of and leading up to a third discharge, could possibly, then it's all one thing. The 2 days that he saw and the third day, on day 4, it's really one and the same. It's really one extension of each other. While the Sfira Zayin Nekiyim was Tzvei Riyas is noch Tzvei Riyas, because the counting of the seven clean days that he has to now practice, only because he saw, even though he only saw two times, it's not because two times, two sightings would really obligate that, but rather because two sightings is already the beginning of a third sighting, and that's why he has to start counting. So therefore, the third, when he sees on the fourth day, it ties back to the two earlier ones and is now seen as one continuation of a 3 day sighting. Yud. And das is euch the chilek zwischen de zwei lemudim alal. This is also the difference between the way the Gemara learns it, the two different versions in the Gemara. Loit the drasha amalernt of zav bal shteiriyos from pasuk mizayvay miktsa zayvay tamay. According to the second way that the Gemara learned that we listed before, that the way we learn that a 2 days of is also tamay comes from the word mezayvay, which the Gemara interprets to mean, even if it's only part of the full 3 days of, which means a 2 days of, is azov bal shteiri is a miktsas from azov, then that would mean that a 2 day zov is part of a 3 day zov. Bal gimur zov gomra bal gimuria. So that would mean that the Gemara is interpreting it this way: a full fledged zov is a 3 day zov. A 2 day zov is seen as part of a 3 day zov. It's a minor version of a 3 day zov. So they are connected to each other. That would clearly mean that they're connected. Mashenkin loy drashas Rav Simoy. On the other hand, according to the way Rav Simoy explained it, mona kosov shtayim. First, the Torah lists a 2 day zov. The Torah rechon shtayim bazunder and shalder bazunder. The Torah lists a 2 day zov. Then he lists a 3 day zov, naming each one as tamei. And in tzvei bazunder psukim, and he puts it in two separate psukim. Clearly the Torah is trying to tell us that it's two separate categories of Azov. They're in two different psukim. Well, Pizeh, Kemen Oich Mevarazayim, based on this, we can also explain the Mechilut Tzvishon Loshon HaTorah Kainu V'Loshon Rashi B'Siyim HaSedra, and the difference between the way the Torah Kainim phrases it, Ra'a, Zav Shara'a, or the way Rashi phrases it, Baal Shtei. The Torah kind of brings Friera Rabdam Limit Mizaiva Mikza Zaiva. The Torah kind of tells us what the Gemara says, that interpretation of Mei Zaiva, that it's a minor version of the 3 days of. When the Far Zokta, then Loshen Zesharosh Teiris, that's why he says that's the one that saw two sightings of discharge, or Sholosh Riyas, or three sightings. The Loshen is Madgish, the Ri'i is Bepoil. The focus is on how many discharges were there. Sie seien in demselben Geder, sie ist nur ein Chilik in Kamus, wie viele Rias ist eine schon gewesen. In other words, saying that the two, one, two, three, they're all the same idea, two or three for sure, are the same idea. It's just how many were there. It's just a question of quantity rather than quality. They're both the same quality. It's a question of quantity. So the focus is on, did he see twice? Did he see three times? Rashi will bring Drashas Rav Simoy canal out, but Rashi that relies on the way Rav Simoy interprets it, as does Zainan Bazundere mentioned, that it's he phrases it in a way as if they're two separate types of people. There is the guy, Abazundere Baal Sharah, there is the guy that saw two, and then there is the guy that saw three. In other words, it's not just a quantity issue, it's a completely different, there is a person that saw two, that's one type of azov. There is a person that sees three, that's a different type of azov. When the far is a medayik, and that's why he says, that's why he expresses it that way, the person of one, the person of two, or the person of three. Each one is a separate category onto himself.